Whenever I talk about charitable giving in Texas, I always think back on how much I learned about charitable giving when I was at SMU. There was a lot of money flowing through SMU. This was in the 80s, and there were a lot of donations going on, and it was very much a topic that I was paying attention to, which was probably a harbinger of things to come. It probably wasn't quite natural for an 18-year-old from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, to be so focused on philanthropy, but it seemed like that's where I was headed. And I think it was at SMU that I first learned about the time value of money, not a topic we had ever discussed in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, growing up. But I got there, and a college at SMU had just been named for a prominent Dallas philanthropist. And he had given $20 million to get his name put on this college, and his name was, you know, all over the place, and it had just happened. And everybody said, oh, he gave $20 million. He gave $20 million. And then somebody finally said to me, well, he's giving $1 million a year for 20 years. And that was really the first time I thought about the time value of money. And later on, learned all about doing present value calculations and all of that to figure out just exactly what we really think $20 million over 20 years is really worth. And that idea of the present value of money is very relevant to the topic that we're going to be talking about today, so-called structured charitable vehicles, because all of the things I'm going to be talking about are really vehicles that involve some kinds of concepts of present valuing and what charitable gifts are really worth and what the individual retained interest in those gifts is really worth. We're talking about three different categories of things today. And we call this talk From Plain Vanilla to Rocky Road. And as I looked at it, I figured that plain vanilla is probably the charitable gift annuity. So I'll talk about that last. I figured that Rocky Road is probably the charitable lead trust, maybe something called the NIMCRUT or the FLIPCRUT. And that's pretty rocky stuff.